Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for High Velocity Radio.
Lee Cantor here, the host of High Velocity Radio, and we're doing one of my favorite segments that we do here at the studio. It is the Marketing Superheroes segment, and that is it's a series we've been doing where we spotlight the leaders that are doing innovative things in marketing. And I got with me today Claudia Cruz. She's the Chief Operating Officer with a firm called Zip Sprout. They were formerly a local marketing and SEO agency, but they aspire to bigger and better things. So welcome, Claudia.
Thank you. Thank you, Lee. Thank you for the invitation.
Sure. Did I represent that correctly? You were originally a local marketing firm, and now you're aiming a little higher, huh?
Well, we want to be the agency to go to do sponsorship marketing as a channel. But yeah, in the meantime, we're staying local. We are we're able to put any brand or enterprise in any local, hyper-local market, and we do that through the sponsorship model. So yes, we get to do grassroots organizations and campaigns, fundraiser events, PTAs, Little Leagues, and we are able to make those connections with the brands that would like to target that audience, but not only that, to also create that authentic and personal and emotional relevance and engagement with their target audience. So that's the work that we've been doing for the past 2 years. Yes.
So when you're talking local, you're talking very, very local. This isn't even citywide. It could be as small as a school, an elementary school or a high school.
We are able to provide hyper-local all the way down to a zip code if necessary, depending on the project. But yes, we are able to provide that. If there's a brand that has, let's say, for example, a multi-location, and they would like to have each particular location tied to an organization with a grassroots campaign or a 5K or a PTA or a Little League within that zip code, we can definitely do that. So hence Zip Sprout. So we're able to do those grassroots campaigns all the way down to the zip code. Yes.
Okay. So the zip and Zip Sprout refers to zip code.
Correct.
And then, so you're saying that, like, if there was maybe a fast food franchise and they have, 500 locations around the country, you can have them tie in with a local United Way 5K or a fun run or something like that in multiple markets that would serve that same franchise in all the different markets?
That is correct. We can do that. We can do, we could be able to tie them up with an opportunity, with a sponsorship opportunity in each of the 500 cities. They would have their multi-location. It could be a particular nonprofit or cause that they want to be tie themselves with or partner with, or it could be multiple causes or multiple nonprofits that they could would like to partner with that would align with their mission and that they want to engage their target audience in a more intimate way. We can definitely do that. We have clients with different ways to tie their brand to the partnerships that we are providing for them. So it's always a creative way, a creative approach to make those connections happen between an enterprise or brand and in the community, the social work, and the target audience that they're trying to reach. So there's always a way. There's always to find that creative connection and that intimate engagement. So it's wonderful. It's wonderful to see. We get to be on both sides of the spectrum, and we get to help out the organizations bringing in a little bit of extra support. Because our services come 100% free toward the organizations we reach out once we find them a match. So that is not the standard out there with other agencies doing this kind of sponsorship for nonprofits. So it's very interesting. It's been an interesting journey to see and to get our word and our reputation out there and to get the organizations to trust us. Sometimes they don't believe that we are bringing a little bit of extra support without charging them a fee. it's hard to, it's a concept that sometimes it's hard to wrap your head around it. So we're very proud of that.
Now, do you call this cause marketing? Is this fall under that umbrella?
It falls into the purpose or cause based marketing. Yes. Sometimes when a brand it already has a particular service or product they're providing, it's difficult to redesign an entire brand based on one particular cause they want to tie themselves with. But they can reach several causes, and that gives them that flexibility. They can reach several causes to partner with and to have that penetration with their audience without sacrificing or rebranding their entire enterprise or brand company. Sponsorship as a way of a marketing channel, it's a great way to maintain the at every aspect, at every stage of a brand life. It can be, you know, if you're starting out trying to build your brand out there and get that brand awareness, it can definitely put you in front of a lot of people, not only digitally, but it can also be on site. It can be also PR. But also, if you want to have that maturity and start building those relationships with your target audience, it can definitely do that as well. And if you also, you've been around as a brand, you've been around for a long time, it can keep the brand relevant to your audience. So it's definitely a channel that it can provide that engagement at all the life cycles, all the stages in the life cycle of a brand. So we are huge believers that if a brand would only do this kind of marketing, they would still have a penetration that is not only you're not interrupting your audience with an ad, you're actually being part of what your audience is interested in, is already invested in doing. So it brings that level of engagement to a whole different scale. Because you're not being an interrupter. You're actually being. You're not bringing your brand story to the people. You're actually being part of your audience story with your brand. So it's a vision that is completely different from what marketing has been traditionally doing. And that is, we're seeing that there's a need for it in terms of the enterprises and getting more brands on board with us looking to do this kind of marketing. And there's also this need, obviously, from the nonprofit world in the way that they need resources to get their fundraisers going. They need to get their cause out there. So there's a need on both sides of the spectrum. So that's very interesting for us, and that's the way we've been leading our project to grow. To make ourselves not only to provide that service for the brand, but also to be committed with the organizations that we reach out in making those connections relevant for both in alignment for both the brand and the nonprofit.
Now, as you can imagine, in our studio, we get bombarded with nonprofits that want time to be on the air to tell their story. In fact, we had one recently that works with maybe an underserved minority market that is trying to teach them STEAM and STEM, science, technology, and engineering, arts, and math. And they're trying to help them, go to college and get a good education in this area that is, where we need a lot of people to work in that space. But they struggle with sponsors, and they struggle with kind of just getting the word out about the good work that they're doing. How do you, like, what comes first for you? Is it the nonprofit coming to you that says, hey, we need a sponsor? Or is it the sponsor coming to you that's saying, hey, what's the most appropriate nonprofit that we should partner with?
Yeah, well, it happens, in a sense, it happens both ways. But we usually start a project with an enterprise or a brand that wants to work with us and get this type of exposure with the nonprofit world. And the way we do it is then based on their targets and their cities that they want to target, or the cause, a particular cause that they may want to tie themselves with. Then we launch our outreach in that particular city. And in being in the realm of the micro sponsorship, that gives us the opportunity to reach out to a lot of nonprofits, you know, some well established and some uprising nonprofits, and they're just getting their feet wet with the corporate sponsorship, and they're just like they just finished their sponsorship deck just a month ago. So we are able to say, hey, well, we have a potential sponsor. We would like your sponsorship information with us and to get it into our system. And with your authorization, the opportunity to work with other brands in order to potentially find you a match. So, that's basically how we do it. We do have our platform in which any organization would like to create a profile with us. So they don't have to wait until we send out an outreach. It can be done directly from our website, and they sign up with us, they create a profile, they upload all their sponsorship information available. It can be updated and changed into edited as many times they want to, and it's completely free. In that way, our database is up to date with, you know, the events and the sponsorship opportunities they may have available, and that will also give us a better chance to match them with a potential sponsor. So it can be done definitely from our platform, and it's, like I said, it's completely 100% free for the organization, and that way they're right there within reach. So they show up in our data system, and that way we can match them with a sponsor. So that's the way it can be done. It can be done either way. We either reach them through already a project that we started with a particular enterprise, or they can just create a profile with Tipsprout and just be available for any of our matchmakers to find them a match.
Now, when the enterprise says, you know what, I think this is worth taking a shot with, how do they, when they start working with you, how are you helping them kind of define an ROI? Is this just something that feels good, or is this actually something that can generate revenue?
Well, then definitely something can generate revenue. As I mentioned, it's a way to engage very intimately with the target audience. When we talk about sponsorship beyond the digital engagement, there are ways to for the brand to create those connections. With the sponsorship, it usually comes with a lot of other benefits. Some of them may be an on-site activation in which the brand can have the opportunity for the same amount of, you know, money they're spending to be a sponsor. They can have a booth at the event where they can actually engage one-on-one, live and personally, with their target audience. Most of the sponsorship also include newsletters that will have a click-through. So that immediately creates a lead for the new sponsor, for example, or the sponsors coming on board at a particular level that allows that presence with a click through in the newsletter. Because then again, you have a newsletter that goes out to a database that we have seen this firsthand, that goes out to a database that it has a 52% or over 50% open rate, which is already 25% above the market standard, which is 25. So it's very interesting how this can easily turn into leads and potential return of their investment just by being available and be featured as a new sponsor or being right there in the newsletter, engaging on the on-site and letting them, you know, making sure that their target knows what their mission and what the brand and what can the brand provide to each particular individual that stopped by at a booth at an event, that obviously creates that momentum that, okay, so I'm gonna go check out this guy. There's also brand loyalty that is being cultivated in an event. Even if you're not on site, if that particular brand or enterprise is not on site at the event, it has a presence. If their logo is on their t-shirt of that 5K on Saturday, people who ran the 5K are gonna look at that logo and find out who are these guys about that. So they just sponsor this awesome 5K. It's a fundraiser for youth at risk and things like that. So there's definitely a way to create that. And it's not only the brand awareness that it creates, it also creates the lead. So it's very interesting. And it also comes at what is most attractive for the enterprise is it comes at a very cost effective budget. If you're a brand that is on a particular budget, being on a neighborhood event that is gonna have 80,000 people walking through the event in the course of 2 days in the weekend. Well, that obviously it's for, let's say, for $1,200 the sponsorship cost, that makes it absolutely worth the investment to put your product in front of that many people in just the span of 2 days. And if you compare that level of engagement and level of impressions with another, let's say, a big event in a rodeo, for example, that may have that kind of impressions, just being at a place like that, it was just going to cost you $5,000, $10,000. So if you see cost from a sponsorship to the cost difference with a particular event management company, it's a huge difference for the same amount of impressions that you create. And we are strong believers that it is definitely a channel worth exploring by not only big enterprises but also the small business. This is something that we've been advocating and try to evangelize people about. You want to be on the t-shirts of your little league team and the soccer team, and be creative and get your brand out there, your services out there.
Now it sounds like you have these sponsorships work for companies big and small and budgets big and small.
Correct. Yes.
And then you can help them customize the kind of the offering. Is that what you do?
We can definitely do that. If there's the flexibility on behalf of the organization, we have to be very respectful. They also put their time and their mind into creating sponsorship tiers that would make sense for their organization. So when an organization tells us, we have the flexibility to customize packages and benefits depending on the brand's marketing goals, we can definitely do that. Then we do start that conversation. So that's part of the services of the agency. We do the entire outreach and we make the connection, and we actually get on the phone with the organizations and talk to them and see how we can make things work and for them to also benefit from it in the sense that that it makes sense for them. So it's not only it's $5,000 and that's it. Well, if we can do this in a different way, in case you guys need a whole different things, and we can ship some, reduce the price a little bit accordingly with the benefits that you're using. So there's that. For uprising organizations, and this is something that we created internally in TipSprout, we feel that our mission is not only the service for the enterprise. We thought that we needed to let the organizations know about what we do, what the potential sponsors out there are looking for. And so we created a series of webinars, and we told them, from our experience, creating a sponsorship deck is always useful. It gives you a starting price of when to start the conversation. And if you're able to customize, think about digital benefits. and not so much the on-site, so that you can start, you can have a starting point, for example. Or we also help them how to advertise their events, because sometimes their events, they're not appearing on Google, or they're not doing the proper things on Facebook. So we gave them a little bit of like consulting based on our experience, and also how to blog their mission and how to do their own PR. Because that, you know, that is something that we see it's great in how to maintain and manage their relationships with their sponsors. So for the nonprofit, it's important to also stay relevant and stay in communication with the sponsor. So that's something that we did for them. And yes, when we do this outreach with them, so we talk to them on the phone, we settle on a price. And sometimes when they're flexible like this, it's something that, that we encourage to do, like try to be flexible. It the sponsor appreciates that. So.
Now, do you ever work with maybe intermediaries like PR firms or marketing firms that wants help in this area?
We have done, we have worked with other agencies. Yes. They have their own clients, but they want to do a little bit of sponsorship. So they have resorted to us as the go-to agency to do sponsorship. Yes, we have done that.
So that is something that you can work with, like a PR firm,
that
maybe this isn't their specialty, right?
Yeah, there's a particular agency may have a brand, and they just want to do a handful of sponsorship opportunities. We can definitely do that. Yeah.
And then, so nonprofits, they can just go to the your zipsprout.com website and then just kind of submit themselves. There's no fee for that at all.
No, absolutely not. There's a completely 100% free. Yes.
And then when you're working with the enterprise, you're measuring ROI in terms of lead generation, impressions, kind of the putting the brand in a positive light in brand awareness, things like that. So you're doing it across almost all the marketing goals.
Correct. Correct. We can do that. It is definitely something that we are pushing to do. We want for the enterprise to use and see the sponsorship as a whole channel. It involves many departments within the marketing department of an enterprise to actually get the full benefit of their sponsorships. There's, like I mentioned to you, there's the possibility of placing an ad on a program. And there's also PR, because you get the social media shout outs, and they also include their sponsors on their press release that goes to radio stations and to go to TV spots and ads. So there's so much more. It's a huge spectrum of benefits that constitute in that they can, you know, be counted in any stage of the marketing strategy for an enterprise. So we're definitely for our enterprises when they come on board with us to use that full spectrum and to get the advantage of being in all facets of that sponsorship benefit, and it is provided onto their brand. It's wonderful to see that when they use the full spectrum of their benefits.
Now, are there certain enterprise companies that are better than others to be candidates for sponsoring some of these hyperlocal events?
Yeah, there's definitely, it's a product that is that it has an ultimate use for a consumer, a last consumer. It's definitely something that it can be done. We have found we have worked with a wide array of enterprises. I'm not in the liberty to disclose their names, but we have done real estate. We have done vacation rentals. I mean, anything that it can be, they can be the front side of in the ultimate, for the ultimate consumer, the last consumer, it can definitely be on a sponsorship marketing strategy. Yes.
So it's mostly a B2C business to consumer.
It's business to consumer, yes. I have not yet done business to business that an enterprise would like to target. Let's say just professional associations within their funnel. But we can definitely do that. Yeah, it would be a way to do B2B. Yes.
Right. So there are, if you're B2B, there might be some uses of your service.
Yeah, absolutely.
You just, yeah. Right now at this stage, you're concentrating on B2C.
The enterprises that have come to work with us are doing B2C. Correct. Right. Yes.
Now, you mentioned this local sponsorship finder tool that you have. So that's where the nonprofits submit their profile into your website, and then the enterprise can kind of look themselves and find matches? Or do you mentioned a matchmaker. So is that somebody on your staff that's helping make the appropriate matches?
Correct. So the idea of our tool that is going to be launched at the end of May, is for the organizations to come on board with us and have their profile with us. And then if there's an enterprise paying for the use of the tool, but it's going to be, that would be the idea is for them to actually look for those opportunities for them to sponsor. Now, the cool thing about it is that we are the ones who made this connection, and we don't want to disrespect the organization and just have somebody that they have not been contacted or been in contact with in the past to do that outreach. So it, from our own tool, the outreach would be done directly by my matchmakers. Yes, we are all a team of matchmakers, and we know how to talk to the organizations. We know how to, get in touch with them and get the information. So, and they have been previously contacted by us. So we will initiate that outreach, that first outreach. And then from the tool, we will be able to say, so these are the guys that are looking to sponsor, and if you are okay to receive a sponsorship for them, here's the contact person. So that's how the tool will work. But it would put the enterprise a little bit more on the wheel in that sense, in locating and trying to initiate that conversation. The initial conversation is going to be done through us, but that's the service that we're gonna provide with the tool.
And then you were recently, I don't know if this is kind of how recent this is, but I think it's pretty recent, the local Visionary Award finalist. And is that in Street Fight, the Street Fight folks?
Yeah, that was just last year. I think it was last year. Tomorrow we're going to be, it's on Thursday. We're going to be at Local U in Austin. And it's going to be, it's an SEO meetup. And we talk about local opportunities. So we're going to have, we're sponsoring, you see, B2B, we're sponsoring a booth there so that we can get the services of the agency to the SEO community. And that's what we're going to be doing. Yes.
And then, so you'll be evangelizing about your service to a bunch of people in a B2B setting. So using almost your same, what you do for other people, you're doing for yourself.
Exactly. Because it's a model that works. So yeah, we're hoping to get some return of our investment too. So, yes.
And you're based in the Triangle area in North Carolina?
That is correct. Raleigh, Durham, North Carolina.
And then, so how did the organization, you mentioned that you started out as a local marketing and SEO. So how did it begin? And then what got you to where you're at right now?
Well, by local, I mean, we can be local in any city in the country, thanks to the service that we do. So we can get a snapshot of a particular city and what they're offering is on their sponsorships and the grassroots and nonprofit world. So that's how we are local, and that's how we are relevant to our services and to our agency, and that's what we provide. So and we got it going. We started out Sipsra we had just a couple of cities for one of our clients, and then we just started growing from there. And now we are able to find local sponsorship opportunities in more than 57 locations in the United States and in Canada. And so we're very happy about that. We have been able to place almost $1 million in donations to our nonprofit organizations without charging them a dime. And that's also something to be very proud about. And we have done over 1,500. We have matched over 1,500 organizations already between 2017 and what is going of 2018. So it's that's the beauty of it. We can be local anywhere. Just drop a pin and we can be there. So that's very interesting.
Now, is there a story you can share about maybe a sponsorship that you're most proud of or was the most fun to execute?
Wow, there's so many. There's so many, some great stories. I can tell you, the organizations that are really easy to work with, they can be a little bit skittish and suspicious at the beginning, but they're really easy to work with. Our organizations with for youth sports are really, really good. They get what we do, and they ask all the questions. They ask all the right questions right from the start, because you know this is a potential brand trying to sponsor and get in front of their kids. So they may be a little bit more, questioning our purposes, but then they get it and they go above and beyond to fulfill those sponsorships. And it's really great. So any little league and running groups that are targeting children and youth are usually very, very good, because, like I said, they're all volunteer parents that are volunteering their time. This is the time they invest also in their kids and their kids' activities. So those are really great. So that's a good story right there. We have done a number of great things with different organizations. We have done recently, I'm very happy to get in contact with Adaptive Sport in Los Angeles for a particular client in Los Angeles. And we've been able to do that. And they've been wonderful. That organization as well, getting back athletes to that because of whatever reason they have an injury, spinal cord injury, to get them again skateboarding and surfing. It's great. So those would be like the most at the top of my head, the two sponsorship stories that are very precious. But all of them are. And everybody has a great cause to advocate for. So it's hard to pick one particular favorite.
Sure. Well, I'm excited to know you guys, and I'm excited to be referring some of the nonprofits that come in here to check you guys out to put their profile in, because it seems like there's no risk at all for them to put their profile in, because you never know what's going to come of that. That might help them in their whole marketing budget if you can match them with the right kind of sponsor.
Absolutely. And it's truly, it's not only is free, it's risk free, because before, as part of our process, this is something that when I started doing the operations for the agency, it was something that it was concerning, because they didn't know who the sponsor was until we were ready to send them a check. And sometimes they're like, oh, well, this sponsor really doesn't align with my mission. So as part of, as I mentioned to you, being respectful of their causes and the most absolute respect on the work that they're doing for the social, for the community and the humanity is, you know, let them know who can potentially be a sponsor, and please let us know if we have a green light from you or not. If you don't want them, that's fine. So at all times, the nonprofit is in the prerogative of decline the sponsorship. So it's seriously no commitment to have our information with us. I got a sponsor from Tipsgraph. Now I had to say yes, although I really don't like them. No, not at all. It's we ask you first if it's okay to have that particular brand. looking at the sponsorship opportunities. And if that moment you say no, you don't, that marketing team will not see that sponsorship back. So that's something we always wanted to put the ball on the court in the right court. Still the nonprofit. We're serving the enterprise, but we are very respectful of the nonprofit and their needs and their space. So in their mission. So it's important for us to be very upfront and let them know who would the potential sponsor be.
Well, thank you so much for being part of the show today, Claudia. Claudia Cruz, COO of Zipsprout.com. They are doing innovative things in the hyperlocal space, matchmaking nonprofits with enterprise in a very innovative way. Thank you for being a guest today. And we will definitely help you here in the Atlanta area, at least get the word out and let a lot of nonprofits know that you exist and that you're really there to help them in a really transparent and authentic manner.
Thank you, Lino. Thank you again for the invite. And yes, please send them our way. We need all the sponsors. I'm sorry, we need all the events we can find them a sponsor for. And we love making those connections. So yeah, most definitely, please. Thank you so much.
All right. This is Lee Cantor, another episode of Marketing Superheroes. We will see you all next time on High Velocity Radio.